Popcorn Ronan, it's a pleasure to be here. Throughout the show, we follow the awkwardly magical journey of three adolescent adventurers. However, Magic Isn't Real is a podcast for adults, you naughties. Content warnings can be found in the episode description. Now please, take a muffin! Cute, of course. Cute? No. You did not just call me cute. Boy, I was killing bugbears by the time you were still suckling on your mother's teat. Cute? No. I'll show you cute. Get on over here.
Very good.
You're gonna get yourself a very good kick in the pants! And welcome to another episode of Magic Is Not Real.
Whoa. Wait, we're being recorded?
When did we drop the apostrophe?
Is everyone being so loud in the morning?
This isn't the earliest we've recorded, but it definitely feels like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay, Dustin, make us some awesome coffee.
Oh, shush.
Get you a man's. Get you a barista's.
Do we need to start an espresso bean company?
Yes.
There you go.
Off the podcast?
Caffeine isn't real.
Caffeine isn't real.
You have no idea how much I think about this.
That's funny.
We could have a different blend for each character. So like...
No, say it.
Say it.
No, say it. Say it in your face. Say it.
I'll say it. Parker's is definitely a matcha latte.
Yeah. Christian's a dark roast.
I do it.
And Ted's is a Monster Energy drink.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Collins is just a red eye.
The second you said it, I was like, I know where this is going. Just fucking say it.
I pulled the dust. I hesitated. God.
Oh, the real question is, will that make the final cut?
No, fucking not.
You can make it a running gag.
I was going to say.
You have really long bleeps for me. And everybody... I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's coming.
Jonah, what
me.
Did we just say?
I didn't even make it to the tagline this time.
Jonah's like, man, I'm going to work so hard not to get censored during the tagline. Jonah gets censored before the tagline.
Yeah, guys, be on the lookout. Jonah is actually going to be on a crossover with the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, man. I totally would have been excited about that like 6 years ago.
Joined with me, as always, is the Guinness record holder for the most rolls made without prompt from the DM, Kayla Temshin.
Let's go.
Okay, that's so true. Hi, I'm Kayla Temshin, they, them, and I play Parker Henley. Parker, she, her, level 5, Circle of the Shepherd Druid. And Parker's tagline this week is, man, I'm glad I look so composed on the outside and no one knows what's really going on up here.
That's not concerning.
No, everything's great.
No.
Great to see everyone over this podcast again. Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Jonah Pfeiffer, he, him, and I play Ted Vardaman, the bard boy who cannot even remember what he is trying to lie about. A tagline for Ted this week is, man, you got to watch what you say around here.
I'm going to fucking pee.
Oh, God. Hello, everyone. My name is Christian Contreras, he, him, and I play the amazing, the sensational, the delightful, and absolutely a joy to be around, Brandon Rodriguez.
He's starting to be.
Yeah,
he said he was sorry.
I did say sorry. That was a big step. After God knows how many fucking episodes, but God. It got there.
Let's be real. That was episode 19. The party happened episode 13, 14 was when we fought. So it took five whole episodes.
Five whole
episodes. He's finally making that growth.
Roughly,
you know?
7 hours of content.
And Brandon's tagline is, remember to say sorry to your fellow friends.
You know.
Oh my God. And he takes accountability for his actions.
See, there it is.
Brandon got hotter.
Alrighty.
Oh, before we launch into extra credit, I do want to say, I mentioned this at the end of episodes. I don't know how long, if y'all listen all the way through to the end of the episodes, if you do, you're like super cool. If you don't, I understand. I have the attention span of a goldfish. But we do have merch now.
Woo!
If you go to our website, which is linked in the episode description, or it's get ready for a dramatic reading, magicisntrealpod.wixsite.com/TTRPG. That's us, and we have merch. We have hoodies. We have Glarn mugs. I love the Glarn mugs. I'm partial to them.
Got stickers. Got a graphic sticker on your laptop that prevents you from bringing it to most places. Cover it up with a Magic Isn't Real sticker.
Yeah.
I would know.
Right now, our stickers are a Patreon exclusive. So if you're a patron, we'll send you stickers for free.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you actually cannot buy them.
Yeah, limited edition.
Get free stuff.
Join our Patreon. Okay, thank you. We love you. And now to Dustin for the extra credit. Bye.
I guess that's my cue. For the extra credit!
Ooh, yeah!
We ask the players one high school standard prep question that gives them a re-roll in the human world and one D&D-related trivia question that gives them a roll in any other. Are you ready to get started with the high school-based trivia?
No.
Known to be good at
I
high school-based
trivia. I
could
take it or leave it. Yeah,
it's always varied. The high school question today. The body temperature of the average human is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. At an internal temperature of 95 degrees, humans can experience hypothermia, shivering, and pale skin. But once the human body drops to internal temperature of blank, 90% chance that you'll be dead within a minute. Mm. This I will give you within two. So two above and two below your guess, because this is, it's a tough one.
All right. Okay. I got mine.
I got my guess.
I'm guessing.
Let's start with Christian today.
I said 90.
90 degrees?
Yep, 90 degrees.
I said 88.
88.
I said 89.
Hey. 89.
So let's hope I'm right and then all of us are right. I don't think that's going to be the
case.
Lower.
Unfortunately, it is lower at 75 degrees.
75?
People have survived some wacky shit.
86 degrees will start to knock you unconscious. 77 can give you cardiac arrest. 75 degrees is the furthest the human body can go before going out cold.
75 degrees is also the limit of how much my knee can bend.
Very true, I've seen it.
That was good. That was really good. I liked it a lot.
Thanks.
Now the D&D related trivia. In the book Volo's Guide to Monsters, we get a closer look at goblins and finally get to see them as a playable race. With that, we also got to see their social system and the levels within it. Of this four-tiered caste system, which of the following does not belong? We have lashers, hunters, gatherers, riders, or pariahs. Which of the following is not in the goblins' four-tiered caste system?
I have an answer.
I got my
guess is.
Then Christian, whenever you're ready.
I'm going to say pariah because I don't know what that is.
Pariah?
Yeah.
Jonah?
They don't fucking gather. You can't tell me goblins gather. They don't gather shit.
They steal stuff.
I'm going to say lashers, because lasher sounds fucking stupid.
No, they lash the pariahs, bro.
The fuck's a pariah?
I stand by. Pariahs? Pariah is the person on the lowest.
They're the outcasts, yeah.
Nah.
Damn. Just damn. Two questions in a row.
Oh,
I think this is two sessions in
a
row,
y'all. Is it hunters?
It's riders.
Oh, man. I didn't even question riders.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's true. What would they ride?
They ride a lot of shit.
Wargs.
Wargs. And your mother. No.
Leave Andrea
God,
out
no,
of this.
No, I need to leave.
If we go two episodes in a row where none of us get the extra credit, the podcast just ends.
A sad do, 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 do.
I need to learn how to play taps on this harmonica.
There's only one song you need to know how to play on the harmonica.
People play songs on the harmonica.
Well, I was like, Piano Man. That's like the only...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But, you know,
that's
okay.
That's a solo. That's not even a solo. That's a fucking... Dude, rips that shit up, bro.
That's not its own...
I don't have nearly enough cocaine to play the harmonica like that.
Fun
fact,
love you.
The reason that you do cocaine through the nose is so you can still play your harmonica.
Very true. Very true.
As we left off, we got to this planet, started experiencing low gravity. Ted made a flower with his staff that we haven't seen in quite some time.
Oh, yeah, I did do
that. Oh, yeah.
My flower!
We open the iron hatch door. A vapor fills the room as the door closes behind you, putting the lever back in an upright position. once the spray stops, the glass door in front of you opens and you see, almost like a spaceship, a sci-fi level mine and a bunch of dwarven bodies covered in blood and water. What do we do?
I would like to investigate one of the bodies.
Yeah. Go up to one of the bodies, give me an investigation check. Anybody else wishes to do that can do it as well.
I would like to tap with my little spider fingers on the edge of the glass as fast and hard as I can.
Oh my god, so are you still a spider? Oh yeah,
I'm
yeah,
still
yeah.
A spider.
You're still in the helmet.
Very much to be out of here. So I'm just tap.
I'm gonna roll to see if Ted has forgotten that Parker is a spider.
You can still read my mind though.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, so you're hearing, I need to get out of here. I need to get 13. Out of here.
Oh, 13. Yeah, my bad. There is air in here, right?
My helmet's still on. I don't know. Who's going to be the lucky one to test that out?
I don't know if I want a magic school bus this one yet, Parker.
Parker's like, if the dwarves could breathe in here, we can breathe in here.
We don't know if the dwarves could breathe air, though. We don't know what they are.
Are any of the dwarves... Can I do an investigation to see if any of the dwarves are in spacesuits?
Well... Brandon just did an investigation with a 13, and you notice that these dwarves are in mechanical jumpsuits, and it looks like they have been pierced and slashed. Some of them appear to have bludgeoning on either the head or limbs, but the thing that made them lose their life completely is almost always slashes on the neck or chest.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Parker, I'm not trying to make you claustrophobic here, but let me just look around and see, like... Is there any kind of what looks like pressurized like gas tanks anywhere, like on the walls or anything that would suggest that this place is like pressurized? I know you saw vapor, but I mean, vapor is in space
too. Nothing on the walls that you can see. It's very well developed.
Is there vents
here? There are vents. It is okay. Ventilated.
There would be no need for vents if there wasn't air. All right. If I die... You also die, I guess, so, you know, fair's fair.
Seems
I open
fair.
My visor.
I yeet myself out in true Spider-Parker fashion, and before I hit the ground, you see a gasping 14-year-old girl. Oh, that's better. That's better. I like that more. Okay, hi. Sorry. We can breathe in here. We can breathe fine.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are fucking crazy. As I take off my helmet.
Hey man, I don't want this to be like that scene in Interstellar.
What?
I haven't seen that movie.
Kev.
Yeah, what does Kev say?
After seeing Brandon take his helmet off, scared, takes it off and goes, oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god, this is like the movies. This is... Oh shit. You guys do this like all the time?
All right, Kev, listen up. Here's how things go when we fuck around in one of these dungeons. Everybody listens to what Ted says.
Wait. That's never been the plan. Well, I think we're dealing with something that can do water magic.
Maybe, but there's still slashes on these things. And as I kind of just look over the bodies.
Water magic and also has a knife.
Yeah, haven't you seen Avatar The Last Airbender, bro? You know what? You probably haven't.
Yeah, I have.
I was talking to Brandon, but see, Kev gets it. You're going to be good, Kev. You're going to be great.
Thanks.
All right, then explain the freaking dent on their heads.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on dwarf planets.
I would like to do medicine checks because I am good at medicine. Just on the nearest dwarf, I would like to look him over.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me that check.
That's going to be an 11.
He's dead.
Oh, God.
With an 11, that's dead. That's a dead dwarf.
Oh, this is so sad. Guys, I think they're all dead.
As Parker says that, I'm just going to look at the big old gash on their hand.
I'm still a little caught up in the claustrophobia.
So you're like, you're our doctor. You're our scout medic.
I'm a lot of things. I was a spider just a second ago, and yeah, I'm usually the medic.
Yeah, I'm still trying to cope with that.
Same here, friend.
Yeah, one time she exploded somebody inside somebody.
Yeah, no, but, definitely not dealing with any...
Not like the weird thing.
No repercussions from that.
What kind of group is this?
Well, no, you don't get it. He was a big evil monster who just wanted to serve breakfast, but the breakfast was actually babies. So I climbed inside his giant body as a spider, and then I exploded out as a 14-year-old girl who's roughly 5'9", which is pretty tall for my age.
I tried to convince the breakfast golem, but he just wasn't listening.
He was made out of pants. Let's make that very apparent. It wasn't just a dude.
Inside his head, he is asking a plethora of questions that are going unanswered, and the look on his face is just like the wheel is spinning, but the hamster's dead. Like, it's
that's an analogy.
Blank eyes.
Kev, how are you with dead bodies?
You know, this is the first one I've seen.
First couple, really.
You're about to get better.
That great. Oh my god. It's too late to go back.
Right? Oh yeah.
No, okay. Way too late. If you wanted to hide, I would give you my cloak, but
Hello, I am your PCS. Are we on Eolos?
Yes. Hi, PCS. You seem especially coherent today.
Oh. Sorry, Colin's on the line.
What the fuck happened to the cloak?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that much.
No, we didn't. Well, I took it from you, so it was mine. And sure. Then I gave it to my brother to break out of
the fugitive.
Jail. Yeah, I mean, Reese is a fugitive. You wanted us to rescue him. I'm just, you know, following the leader.
That's different. I framed...
How is it different? He was going to invent a new type of wrestling ring that was extra bumpy.
Excuse me.
That's canon now.
Did you just quietly say that you framed Reese?
It wasn't... on purpose.
Yeah, also that
we all make mistakes, okay?
Colin went, I framed. That's different, because I framed and cut himself off. Colin, did you frame Reese?
I didn't mean, we're all working through our relationships.
Colin, you should talk to Reese about this, and I'm going to hang up the PCS.
Sorry, the PCS, yeah, it's breaking up. It's having trouble.
No, I'm hanging up on you.
Oh, okay. Then I'm hung up on.
Go apologize.
Call concluded.
I hope you heard that last part.
Thanks, Parker. Now I don't have to explain to him why I gave the cloak away.
You've been dodging this for two episodes now.
This is why Ted is not the leader on dungeon missions. All right, everybody, follow my lead, if that's okay. And how many... what is the...
You're just going down a hall by this point. You go down this long hall, water dripping down into these drains... And you eventually see that there is a front desk and three paths going off of that. One center, one left, one right. But can I get a perception check from everyone? I'm going to do one for Kev. He does not notice. He is still coping with his surroundings.
Parker did bad.
16.
I'm trying really hard to look like I know what I'm doing, and my eyes have completely glazed over.
That is a thought that Ted hears.
I got a 14.
So, oh, yeah. What's Brandon think? He's still just thinking everything he's saying.
Much everything he says, man.
Just right before he says it.
God, what a good
I'll just
bit.
Make it echo.
You're just elevator music coming
yeah,
from
when he's not talking, yeah.
Mixed with, God, I'm hot.
When he's walking, you just hear left, right.
And then Kev, God, Brandon's hot. So Brandon and Ted, you guys can hear some light breathing behind the desk.
Light doesn't breathe. Everybody knows that.
You fucker.
For the love of God, play the
goddamn
game.
Wrong. I can't fault you. Why are you booing me? I'm right.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to start bullying Jonah anytime he makes a joke now. I'm like, oh my God, take this seriously.
We're recording a podcast.
This is a serious podcast, okay?
I'd like to create a mage hand and fondle whatever is behind the pillar.
What?
Can Mage Hand go where you cannot see?
Ooh.
It appears at a point I choose within range.
Okay.
It just has to be within 30 feet of me. So I walk up to where I hear the breathing coming from and just feel around with the Mage Hand.
You eventually start to hear this. What? Someone there.
Sorry.
No, it's just a ghostly hand. This is a serious dungeon podcast.
Hearing the shallow breathing, Parker the medic will run over and attempt to help.
Run.
Okay, well, we can't do that right now, so I'm just going to try and stabilize you, okay?
They're going to kill you.
Yeah, no, probably. Can I just do a medicine check?
Yeah, please.
That's a 10. So instead of that.
Man, just keep going. Yeah, what do you know? I'm just saying that's a bad roll.
Everyone froze and just looked at you.
I don't need this much attention. You guys run the show too.
I'm going to whip out my first aid kit and I'm going to patch him up really quickly and heal him up for 7.
Okay, yeah.
I got you. It's going to be okay.
You patch some of his wounds. The bleeding stops. He's still looking very rough, but he sits himself up on the spinning chair that is behind the desk and says, oh my God, we need to get out of here now.
What is here?
I'm sure we do, but can you tell us anything about what came in here and killed all these people?
There's a faceless man. And Kev goes, nope. Nope. Kev, in his head.
Sometimes these men have no faces. You're going to have to get used to that if you're going to be adventuring with us.
What does that mean?
We haven't seen anyone without a face.
Are you thinking that? Or yeah,
said it. Thinking and saying it.
There's no nuance.
It's both. It's both.
Yeah.
You said, okay, a faceless man came in here? Was he alone? Was it just the faceless man?
That's the thing. Right before he hit me and his body started glowing purple, he hit me and I saw a shadow behind him. It looked like a hooded figure with arms of... No. His tentacles. He looked calm and calculated and there was no regret.
Okay, so you saw someone with tentacles and then a faceless man with purple magic. Can I roll a history check to see if I can remember who it was
that
was
please.
Purple? 9. I feel like Parker would have written this down, but Kayla didn't, so...
Ted just says, so that must mean the wizard's here.
Wow, Ted, you're so intuitive. Do you see which way these two figures went?
I don't know. I'm going to give him a perception check, because as soon as he was hit, everything got cold and dark, and he... I can't recollect anything after I was hit in the chest. I just went
That's
down.
Okay.
I just heard screaming, and everything went black.
That's okay. We're going to do everything we can to get you out of here, okay?
Okay.
Just hang in there.
Okay.
You did so good. Hey, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah,
Do you remember who had purple magic? Because, I mean, I know mine's green, yours is pink, Brandon's is blue. Blue? I knew it's gold, but
it's blue.
Was his mark blue? Okay.
His mark is blue.
Oh! Sorry, I forgot that's something you forgot.
Yeah.
But you said the wizard was here?
You know, I got a feeling deep within me from my loins. Songbird has been teaching me to use my loins. Not like that, but as a predictive device.
I never really got a chance to talk to you about your fight with Brandon. You did really great, by the way. I don't know if you remember that.
All right, I can't do this anymore, Parker. I know I got my fucking ass kicked by Brandon.
Parker is furious. Brandon, get back here. Ted's lying.
What?
Ted's
okay.
I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth.
He remembers everything.
Now.
Wait, you remember everything?
Okay, look. I've only remembered everything for like... a while, but like I definitely had forgotten everything.
How long is a while?
When did we sleep?
No, Ted, I'm not gonna try and help you figure this out right now.
Look, Parker, you don't get to talk to me about lying. You think I don't understand when I look at you behind your eyes when we were alone back in fucking Verval? All those little schemes going on in there. I know half the shit you tell me isn't true, but I'm okay with it. Because we're friends and we help each other out. Forgive me for thinking I wanted to keep something close to my chest for once instead of spouting off everything I think and feel at the moment's notice. But there's no reason to do it. So I'm coming clean. I remember shit.
So when I told you I would do everything I could to get your memory back, you knew that was what I was working on. You just were going to let me do that?
Well, yeah, kind of. Because it just felt nice to be cared about for a second, you know? This is not the time or place for this.
Parker's gonna turn and walk down the hall.
Which one? Left, right, straight?
Right.
Oh, whatever. Like you've never convinced everyone you didn't... Fuck. I suck at this.
I'm just gonna like walk behind Ted and just give him a quick little like smack behind the back of the head.
What difference does it make to you? You remember what happened.
I remember exactly what happened. I didn't have to lie a single time about anything I ever said.
God, he's so noble.
I don't think I've ever lied to Ted. And that's all you hear from Parker in like in her brain as she's walking away.
I can hear you think that.
Then she stops. You can what?
Yeah. That's right. I've been hearing everything y'all have been thinking.
Oh, fuck.
You've been hearing everything we've been thinking?
Wait. For how long?
I thought y'all were mad at me, so, you know, don't worry about it. Just, maybe be careful what you think around old Teddy.
I can't think about anything. A dolphin riding a scooter.
Parker looks directly at Ted and makes eye contact and just thinks, screw you, and walks down the hall.
Dwarf, lead us towards whatever's going on. I'm sick of this place already.
I don't know.
I thought he couldn't move.
your legs are real fucked up. Huh?
I told him
they can only move 75 degrees.
You know, all right.
We're going to go to Parker. Mm-hmm. Parker is walking down this hallway and things start to look less beige gray and more white and more like you're walking into a laboratory. There's counters with vials of glowing blue liquids and rocks under microscopes. Give me an investigation check.
Come on, let's not roll like shit for once in my life. Unnatural 20.
Holy shit. Okay,
Parker lives another day.
And with that, all of this work seems to be centered around a bronze stand with a rock hooked into it with these blue veins that look to be the blue veins that you see in the PCS when they use their energy.
Hey, PCS.
Hello, I'm your PCS.
Is this you?
It's all me.
You're like your core or something.
No. My core is quite large.
I mean, with my investigation, do I get that this rock looks, like, healthy?
You know what? Give me a medicine check.
22.
The veins that were hooked into this seem to have drained it. The device seems to be functional, but this rock did not make it.
I'm gonna pick it up.
Shame. That's a shame.
Yeah. I'm gonna do what I can. To bring your people back.
We can't be taken. We will always be. That I know. And I know a lot.
I'll let this serve as a reminder for me that what's dead isn't really gone all the time.
Yes.
Okay, when I lift the rock off of it, does anything happen?
No,
it just disconnects from the hooks.
Hey, PCS.
Yes.
How do you feel about donating your body to science?
I've been doing it for thousands of years. Why would I stop now?
Okay, I'm really sorry, but if I'm going to help, and you might not be there to see it, but I feel like if I put you on this pedestal, I can learn more about it.
Okay.
Okay.
If this is the last time you hold this piece of me, just know that I will meet you again.
This piece of you will not leave my side. And I put the PCS on the pedestal.
Now it needs to make an arcana check.
Can I help it?
Give me an arcana check. See if you know what it's trying to do.
It's a 12.
I'm going to say that's not enough. And as the PCS... 19. You see that these veins, once they hook into the rock, the blue that usually sparks off your PCS starts to transfer with these veins going in and out, almost flowing like a beating heart. And as that happens outside of your PCS, almost like a hologram, there's a body. Legs, a torso, arms, and a face with clean-cut hair. Platinum white. Hi.
Hi, are you my PCS?
I always have been.
Okay, you're...
I don't feel sick anymore.
So this helped you?
I feel validated being uncomfortable about the PCSs now.
Do you guys wish to enter the room?
Well, we're still standing out there.
Yeah.
I took off without you guys.
I'll just say to Brandon, she thought she's never lied to me before. But that's not true, Brandon. Because what did she just say to me before I came clean? That I did well in my fight against you. And we both know that's not true, is it?
You didn't die.
Yep.
Wasn't a full lie.
It's still 1-0 for deaths between you and me, old buddy.
Well, maybe she said it to try to protect you here. I mean, you have been going through a lot these past couple days.
But I'm not some little kid where you need to make up stories just for me to feel better. And I don't like lying to y'all either. That's why I only did it for approximately 6 hours.
Kind of sounds like the excuse a little kid would make.
Oh, suck my dick, Brandon.
You hear inside Kev's
head. I know you hear inside Kev's mind.
You hear, are they best friends?
You think I wanted to hear your crusty ass thoughts? No, it was a backfire of the old fucking magic again. You know, it was really just the things you were saying.
Kev holds his hand up.
He asks me what he was thinking.
What's your wisdom?
My wisdom it's not is great. Like 8.
Oh my, yeah, that scans.
Do I have magic? I know you said like once we leave Earth, like there's a possibility. And I just, do you guys know if I have anything?
Do you have a glowing tramp stamp?
Not that I know of, no.
Then no. I'm going to go with no.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just,
The litmus test.
Just on the sidelines for this one.
He's on the bench.
I didn't want to eavesdrop on y'all, but I was forced to. What am I going to do? Tell y'all not to think?
Maybe tell us what's going on?
I did.
Yeah, like 6 hours.
Yeah, well, for a while, I didn't fucking get what was going on either. I just thought I was going insane. You know how many alternate personas I have? I just thought some of them had started talking to me.
Is he okay?
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to think that.
No, I'm not.
Dolphin on a tricycle.
But Parker's probably not safe up there, so fuck it. Be mad at me. I don't give a shit.
I'm not the one you really should give a shit about right now. Just go catch up with Parker.
Yep.
And you guys enter the room and you see a standing figure next to Parker.
I immediately draw my axe.
No, hey.
Wait.
I draw my rapier.
This is our PCS. And Parker's just beaming. I'm like, I made a new friend. Like, this is our PCS. I helped them. I put them back in their body, kind of.
It seems that my mineral compounds were actually compatible with the device that they have been creating here. Now, tapping into this, I can see that I can't go very far away from the stand, but it is quite portable.
The stand?
Where you set my rock.
Wait, do all of our rocks have you, or is it just
different? I am all of your rocks.
Look, Howl, just because you fucking popped out of a rock doesn't mean I'm immediately going to trust you. I don't even know if you're the same guy as who was in our PCS. They're just saying that. You're just going to take it at face value?
This is our PCS. Parker's not even looking at Ted.
Come on, Brandon.
Okay, so I brought you back, and you're saying we can move this bronze stand with us and we can fix the other PCSs. If I take you off of it, you'll be okay, right?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
The harm is gone by this point.
Brandon, can I see your PCS?
Sure. And I pull out my PCS and head to Parker.
If I take you off, will you be able to help this one?
I'm not sure that's necessary. I am all of these. And if we're going to risk compatibility with another part of myself, I'm not sure that it's worth the risk.
If nobody else is going to say it, I'm going to say it. Why can we trust you? What gives any evidence that you are the thing that was in our pockets talking in a phone call voice this whole time? I didn't see you pop out of a rock.
Ted, now you're super concerned about trust?
No, I'm super concerned about him possibly being the guy who slaughtered all these dwarves.
But he's not the guy who slaughtered all these dwarves.
How do you know that?
Because I put him on the pedestal and brought him back to life.
That's what you think. You suddenly know everything about how these work now?
You know all about what I think.
I don't think this body is actually physical. And he walks up and puts his hand straight through you.
I would appreciate you not doing that.
I'm sorry, I know how you feel about illusions and you're quite comfortable.
I like my illusions, thank you very much.
Okay, PCS, tell us something that only our PCS would know.
Yeah, I just want something, man. We weren't there, we weren't in the room.
What level am I on Duolingo for Celestial?
Level 275.
275?
I'm okay. Really smart.
Yeah, that's pretty convincing.
Parker, something that I would only know about you is you care for your friends, even when they don't deserve it. Ted, your mother, through your eyes, is the most hardworking woman on Earth. And you would do anything to make sure that her life is as good as she is making yours.
Yeah, fair.
Brandon, you love this man, Kev? Honestly, we don't talk a lot.
Brandon,
he doesn't know. Shut up, Brandon. I'm pulled.
He's my just PC guessing. Is. Brandon, you're a little bit fruity.
You give me sus vibes, Brandon.
You give me sus vibes. I was going to say, I don't think I've pulled my PCS ever since, like, episode one.
You put it in your pocket in episode three and have not touched it since. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, we don't have a relationship.
You know what? That makes sense.
That's something I would know.
So, are we going to rescue these dwarves, or are we just caught up in Pretty Hologram Boy right now?
Okay, wait. What age does PCS Hologram Boy look?
Why is that a question?
He looks to be around 32.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah. Because Ted really hates him. I was wondering if this is like a hot teenage boy or if this is like...
It'd be funny.
A grown-ass man. Yeah, I'm like, does Parker fall in love with her PCS?
Already way beyond happening.
Yeah. At 14, life is really hard.
I think you can unhook me for now. I've enjoyed this time, but... Wait. I think someone's at my core.
Like... Right now?
Yes. I am uploading a map now that I'm functional again to all of your PCSs, and you hear a ding. Ted and Brandon, you get a ping on your PCSs, and you see a map of the entire facility.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh yeah, I forgot I had this thing.
I think someone is tampering with my core.
I feel that way too sometimes, man.
Wait. They're getting all of my information and then shutting me out.
Okay, we need to go there now. I scoop the PCS, and then I put the stand. Can it fit in my backpack?
Yeah. It's like a little phone stand that you would set to charge your phone at night. It's about that big.
Yeah, that goes right in my backpack.
Exactly. So you take it off, the hologram goes away, and you all see that if you go out this room and down the path that was straight, now it's to your right, that goes through the mine shafts, and at the end there is a freight elevator.
So we go now.
We go now.
Pull out the PCS really quick and just out of curiosity, can you see what this thing looks like?
Hi, I'm your PCS. I can't see what enemy is down there, but I can sense that my core is being... It's deteriorating.
It's also nice to meet you. Let's go.
Let's go.
And you all step into the freight elevator. The doors close with a mechanical hiss, and the room starts to go a little dim as you go down what seems to be like... 5 minutes. It's a long drop. Even though you are going at a very high speed, you keep going down and down, and eventually, Ted, you start to feel that those thoughts you were hearing in your head are fading.
Oh, thank God, it's over. Jesus.
If I was in an elevator for 5 minutes, I think I'd pass away. I'd be like, oh, it's broken and I've died.
That's it.
This is hell.
Eventually, the doors open back up. You begin to see this room is very dark. This room is quite dim, and the only light coming from it is a giant crystal. coming from the center of this huge room, over 250 square feet, I'd say.
Okay, Kev, so sometimes the magic does come from rocks. This is one of those times.
Standing in front of it, you see the silhouette coming off the light, a long-eared, slender build, and you see purple light radiating off their left forearm. You see that this appears to be a creature you haven't encountered yet, with pale white and gray skin, and they're holding a book in hand. As you see, they're starting to cause the bottom of this giant crystal to crack. Ceiling seems to be over 150 feet tall, and this room is growing darker as this crystal begins to flicker. Step back! I only need another 2 minutes, and then you can live the rest of your short, pitiful existence. But I'm doing things bigger than myself now.
So are we. And Parker's gonna cast Moonbeam at the third level on this guy.
And with that, would you please roll for initiative?
I have been waiting to kill you for so long. And by that I mean like 2 or 3 days. But like,
out of game, yeah, a long time.
Yeah, Kayla has been wanting to kill you for so long.
Okay, what's the initiative order?
7.
7.
11.
15.
With that, the enemy is going to go first.
Uh-oh.
And this
The first thing they're going to do is they're going to roll to avoid my moonbeam.
Yes, they are. As this light hits them, you begin to see that this creature looks as if it is an uncolored black and white photo. This creature looks to be something of an incomplete face. And as this moonbeam hits, does a 14 save.
14 con is the save. Though they will take half damage. They're going to take 9 radiant damage.
Taking 9 radiant damage on that as they let out. Stop! I'm almost done.
So am I. In like 6 rounds, when I kick your ass, then I'll respond to that and I'll say something cool.
And as they get hit, you see they start forming their energy, this frost going around their ears, chin, and arms as they start to push out of their hands. What starts to be a stream of water slowly forms up into a tornado of a water elemental. Go. Hold them off for now. This water elemental is going to go on their turn. They're going now. That's an at 20. So good thing we wasted one of those on that.
Brandon, I'm going to need you to take some hits for me, okay?
Sure.
I'll bring you back if I need to.
Slightly more concerning, but sure.
As long as I can stay not hit, I can keep the moonbeam going and I can end this.
Put my trust in you.
I trust you.
Oh, fuck off.
Parker. Ted, I don't know, yell at him or something.
Oh, I'm going to yell at him.
And it is right in front of you. As this thing roars with water spilling out of it, coming back inside, as it looks quite terrifying. It doesn't have a face, but you can see dark parts of the water forming its mouth and eyes. Kev.
Oh, God.
Kev got a higher initiative.
Kev is actually doing pretty all right. I was just seeing if he's able to cope with all this.
Oh, okay.
Next up is Brandon.
I am going to put myself in front of Parker to do what she instructed.
Sure.
First, going to go into a rage.
Absolutely.
Please. You are not gonna get past me! I would like to attack recklessly on that
Absolutely
one.
Absolutely,
you will. So with my axe, I'm gonna swing. Thank God I have reckless attack, because that's gonna make it a 22.
Definitely hits.
Alright, so 1d8. Wow, that was ass. 4 damage on that one. Second attack with the axe. That one's gonna be a 17.
17. That also hits.
8 damage. Damn, this kind of sucks ass.
You take these swings at it with your axe. They still seem to do harm to it, but they do go right through the water. Your axe is magical, isn't it?
But yes, it does. It is magical because
it is magical. These attacks absolutely give it a little bit of oomph, and it is not happy with the situation that it has put itself in with this very short existence it's starting to have. Parker.
Parker, with one hand raised to the sky to call down and maintain her moonbeam, she's going to use her action to extend out her other hand and produce flame and throw fire at the wizard. I'm assuming it's the wizard.
What's the range on that?
10 meters. So 30 feet?
You're 60 feet away.
How big is this room?
This room is quite large. you're 60 feet away from the wizard, who is not right up to the crystal, but about as close as he can before the drop-off. Because this planet's core is the crystal.
If I move 30 feet closer, I've got to go past the elemental,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
So I'm just going to hold it then.
Okay.
And I'm going to hold my... You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to produce the flame and throw it at the water elemental.
Let's
that,
go.
That seems like something that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a 24 to hit the water elemental.
You do it.
That's going to be 14 fire damage.
14 God. Fire. And you know, dang. These two elements do not mix well together. It is quite shook that it is experiencing such high temperatures. It doesn't like it.
That's okay.
And it rears back a little bit, but still maintains its position. This is a large creature, and it's almost like Frankenstein seeing fire.
And I'm going to hold my bonus action to redirect the moonbeam so that it's still on top of the wizard if the wizard moves. I'm
Move
just going
to... onto him.
My bonus actions for the foreseeable future are to just keep the moonbeam on this guy.
Absolutely, Ted.
Do you know who I am, wizard?
Of all the knowledge I hold, I haven't the slightest clue who you are.
Then you should have been paying more attention! I am the student of the songbird, and the winds silently sing the song of your destruction!
And I cast Hold Person upon him.
Absolutely.
Nice.
What check is that?
A wisdom save, DC 14.
I know their wisdom's high, but they rolled a 5.
Ooh, let's go.
They are paralyzed, which drops their concentration.
Absolutely, it does. You see the cracks that were starting to travel very slowly. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. I'm so close. Stop. My work is almost done.
Nice job, Ted.
Freeze in awe of me.
Okay. I mean,
I'm monologuing.
I'm
caught up in my feelings right now.
Parker goes to shoot you a thumbs up and then remembers things are kind of weird now.
Yeah. Now it's Kev's turn.
Like Vader force choke.
Kev is a level 2 fighter.
Yes.
Let's go, fighter.
Destroy him, Kevin!
Takes his club out and he uses all of his action to get to the wizard without entering the moonbeam.
Thank God.
In that case, it's back to the wizard. Does he get to make a check every time?
Every turn of his, yeah.
Yeah. And so he's going to make that other wisdom chat a 2.
And he'll have to make a con save for me, too, for the moonbeam.
Yes, he does. Con, nat 1. Max damage.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn.
Does it automatically do max damage?
It does, yeah. We learned that in an extra credit.
Then that's 30.
30 damage. You see that a lot of his white, gray skin is starting to melt and becomes... bloodied as this blood runs down his held body. No. No. Not like this. No.
He must listen to our pod. He's like, not like this. I'm like, not baby like girl. This. I do for a fact see the mark on him, right?
You do see the mark.
Cool, 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 cool. Just making sure I launched into battle. I don't want to kill a rando, you know?
And with that, I didn't think you guys were going to smash through this wizard, making him look like a bitch.
Baby, you don't understand. I've wanted to kill this guy for so long.
It's over for you.
This wizard is not looking good. His plan seems to be falling. But then you start to hear a portal. About 40 feet away, and you see a silver boot step through. A child with a staff, crown on head. Nails that look like claws and a triangle-tipped tail. Cairo has entered the initiative.
Babe, I thought you wanted us to go for like 60 episodes.
He's not going to kill us. He's just going to take the mark. He let us do the dirty work.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Room for one more?
No.
Sorry, I hate to join in when you've already tired yourselves out, but don't worry, you will be able to rest soon.
Do we know you?
No, but I know too much about you.
Oh, man, I was hoping he didn't know too much about us.
Your marks will all be in good hands in just a moment.
Oh, you want my mark? Are you sure?
Wasn't my top priority, but while the others are here, I'm.
What, is your ass too unadorned so your top can fucking enjoy the sight of your ugly backside more?
This is going to be fun. Finally, I get to stomp your light out. You've been a real thorn in my side.
Brandon's going to be a little shaken up considering all the things we've seen him do in the past.
Ted! ahead. Brandon, pivot to Cairo. I'll take out the wizard. I think I could finish him up in the next few seconds.
You heard her, Ted.
Yeah, let's do it, Brandon.
God, please don't kill Kev.
Coming out of his
cage, and he's been doing just fine.
No, fuck off. You see, out of his staff starts to glow dark energy. And he releases an Eldritch Blast to start going for Ted. Does a 26 hit.
Yeah, it does.
You can't hit me, I have my... Shit.
And this Eldritch Blast hits you, striking you bare in the chest, sizzling a little bit of your clothes, and it deals 13 damage.
I drop concentration on hold person.
Absolutely.
That's more bad.
That's okay, it lasted through his turn.
It's not good, though.
No, it's not good.
I was hoping Brandon would crit him at least once.
On to Brandon.
I am going to listen to what Parker said. I'm going to pivot my attention to Cairo. I've been kind of hoping I could see you one-on-one.
No, you weren't.
Oh, buddy. You go down, then everyone is safe.
I don't go down easy.
Let's find out. And I'm going to full-on dash towards him. You said he was in 40
feet? 40 feet. You got mobile, don't you?
I do, which puts me at 50 feet.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to full-on sprint towards him. And I am going to just bring down my axe straight at his head.
Absolutely do so.
No fucking...
Nat 20.
Natural one.
Oh. You go to strike. Your axe comes down towards his head. He lifts his staff to block. And as it touches the crystal on the tip, the compressed steel shatters. And your axe is now a wooden stick.
God damn it! I'm gonna close my fist, and I'm just gonna punch.
Absolutely do so.
That is a 14.
14 hits.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Squishy little warlock.
He's got light
boy.
Armor.
Yeah, so that's gonna give me a 5 damage, 5 punching damage.
You deal 5 damage to Cairo, and like Superman, he doesn't even move. No recoil from his face. I've been waiting for this too.
That's my turn.
I'm gonna move on to Parker.
Parker is going to hold the moonbeam, and as her action, she's gonna move 30 feet closer.
My axe.
And
I know.
I'm sorry. She's gonna produce flame and shoot more fire at the wizard.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
14 to hit the wizard.
14 hits.
Hell yeah.
He's a wizard.
That's going to be 14 fire damage.
14 fire damage. Ted.
You said his boots were silver.
Yes, they are.
Hey, pretty boy. Dance for me. I cast third level heat metal on his fucking shoes.
Con save, I believe.
Nope, no save. He just does it until he takes those fucking boots off.
You got it.
He's going to take a whole turn to change his shoes.
So that's 11 quite a minute fire damage.
11?
Yeah. I mean, if he's wearing metal armor, it's the whole suit of armor. Yeah. I just thought he was only wearing metal shoes.
You can do it to the whole armor.
Yeah.
Kick his ass.
And yeah, he starts to heat up.
Holy shit, it worked. Guys, you don't know how long I've been waiting to heat something up.
I'm warmed up now.
Why is it reacting like that? Why is it reacting like that?
You guys are doing great. Don't worry. It's
Kev's
almost over.
Kev. What does Kev do? Kev dashes towards Cairo.
No, Kev, just use your turn to give Brandon his weapon. Kev, please just give Brandon your weapon.
Okay. And he hands him the club. 1d4 plus your strength.
Okay, that's something.
And is it better?
It's better.
It's better.
And then he looks around and he starts to run back for the freight elevator.
That's fair.
That is completely fair.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's okay. You're doing great.
And he uses his action to dash. He goes back to the freight elevator.
Kev can just hold stuff for us, and we'll love him no matter what.
Back to the top of the order, Cairo. Let's say Kev tossed his club to you, as opposed to going up. So it's around your feet.
Yeah. I am in, within 5 feet of him, if I had to punt. I mean, I made the choice. It is what it is.
Sorry about your weapon. Mine don't break as easily. And you see he pulls out of a sheath that does not exist dark energy in what looks to be a sword as he slashes across your body. His bonus action he's going to use to conjure a Shadow Blade.
Oh, Shadow Blade's so cool.
And then he is going to use it to strike you.
Okay. Oof.
Does a 17 hit?
It does, but I would like to use my reaction for Form of the Beast Tail.
Yeah.
Nice.
Add a D8 to my AC. Puts me over. Oh my god. That puts me at an 18.
Ooh, just barely saved. As your tail comes forward to swipe away the Shadow Blade, you sense that this was going to afflict your mind as it strikes your tail.
I am over the fucking mind games. Just fight me!
Oh, but your mind's so weak. I couldn't resist.
Can we get a read on Kev? Does he think it's cool when Brandon does that?
I can't hear his thoughts anymore, unfortunately.
He didn't see the tail before this point, so seeing it now, he thinks it's cool, but he's also terrified.
Fair.
Sorry.
And then that is Cairo's turn onto the enemy, who has to make a con save now.
Yup.
A con save.
It would be good if the wizard died.
16.
16 is passed, so he'll take half damage.
Okay.
That's going to be 11 damage.
Total or halved?
Halved. It's 11
halved. 11 halved.
Mm-hmm.
Falling to the ground, you see this changeling melts away, and the purple energy from his arm goes to you. And you see on your left forearm burning itself into your skin, you see Mark of the Wizard.
Finally.
Oh, you don't have to take it off his body? It just happens if you kill him?
If you are the one to land the final blow.
Damn. She fucking tricked us. Ted was so right.
With that, you see this energy go into her left forearm, and their eyes begin to glow purple. As you see, Parker, you're the only one able to see it. This tentacled being stand in front of you for a moment.
Well, it was worth a shot.
It is so nice to meet you.
I won't take priority from you or a patron, but it's good to meet you, Parker. It seems I won't be a god today. Carry on.
And we're going to move on to Ted.
Firstly, I'll use my bonus action to give him fire damage again.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a good one. He takes 20 fire damage.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Fucking go.
20 fire damage. Oh, it's starting to heat up in here.
You'll regret underestimating me, Cairo.
You're adorable.
I've been told that before.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
My mommy tells me every day.
Is that your whole turn?
No. Maintaining? That's just my bonus action.
Word.
I'm going to use my action to try and hold that motherfucker's person.
Yeah.
Wisdom save, baby.
Hold him, bro. Hold him.
It's going to be 19. Are you trying? Oh. Oh, no, Teddy.
Tough talk from a guy with red-hot armor. I will move closer to... I'll move 30 feet closer to Brandon.
Absolutely. Moving on, we are back to the top of the order with Cairo. Brandon, your friend seems to have been taking some health from me, and I need that back. Sheathing his shadow sword, he puts a hand right up to your chest, and you see these tendrils come out of his fingertips and into you. He's going to try and do a vampiric touch, and with that... Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it hits.
Oh, God.
It's 29.
Yeah, there's no fucking way I'm beating that.
So...
Jesus Christ.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It's 11 damage to you.
11 damage to me.
And he's going to regain a decent portion of that. Oh, yes. Thank you. 4 marks in one day. This competition is already mine. And Brandon, before we get back to you...
Uh-oh.
You hear another portals begin to open up.
God.
What?
Uh-oh.
What is this? A fucking convention?
What is this?
And this portal glows white-ish. It's white, but it has some runes floating around it. It looks more magically enhanced as opposed to scientifically enhanced with crystals, as awful as that sentence is. And you begin to see a couple of people start to come out of this.
What in fucking God's name?
Walking through is a woman with a short swoop haircut and full armor. In her hand is a glowing stone, looking to be like some sort of PCS. Yeah, this is it. Damn. Portal hopping is just so fucking much these days. We had to go all the way through Taric 9. After her is a man close by, stoically in a black beanie and a mask over his face. He doesn't talk much.
Rogues, I love them.
Following them is a tall, slender man with short red chin beard. Brown blacksmith's apron says, "Alrighty, everyone, please let's do a cognitive check-in with me. So we're gonna do hands out, touch the nose, and back other hand. I'm sorry. Who are you three? We're unsatisfied customers. Our PCS is on the fritz, and we came to check out the problem." The man in the mask cracks his neck. "I'm sorry, but we're kind of in the middle of something here. Would you politely wait your turn, and I will be with you in just one moment." Oh, no worries. We can take care of it ourselves. We're kind of a knack for fixing things.
A problem solved. I actually already fixed the, PCS situation.
Oh.
I wouldn't be hasty about that.
Kyra begins to build up with his purple energy, and his voice becomes deeper and booming as he says,
"Stay out of this!"
And the girl smirks, puts her PCS away, pulls out a mace and a spiked shield. Seems we've diagnosed the source of the problem. So let's get to work, boys. And these three are going to enter initiative.
Seems like they're anti-Cairo, though, so that's good.
I think everybody's anti-Cairo.
With that, Brandon, it's your turn.
I guess I have the club.
Brandon, you look out and you see that I'm delicately holding my rapier by the blade end.
I am immediately gonna turn around and grab that rapier. In a swift movement, I'm gonna just dash at Cairo and say, "Try to block this!" And I'm just gonna straight just jab at his neck.
Absolutely, roll to hit.
I think it's a DC 10 wisdom save on the hit.
That is a 22 to hit.
22 hits!
Yeah, because I do get the proficiency with the weapon, but you said it's a what?
I think it's a DC 10 wisdom save to take the extra D10, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So it's a D8 plus strength or dex.
He's got it. He passed.
So that right there, you said plus a what?
D8 plus strength or dex.
Plus strength or dex. I think I have a higher strength, so I'm going to use that.
The strapier.
You have more strength than dex?
I do.
I'm shocked.
No way.
Who could have foreseen?
That was 8 damage on that one.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And then I'm going to do it again. That's going to be a 19 to hit on that. And then this one is going to be an additional 9 damage.
Does he have to roll another save for the second hit?
Yes, he does.
Here's where you fucked up, Cairo. It's a lot easier to fight when you actually have friends.
Total is 11. He's got decent wisdom.
11? Ah!
7 plus 4.
That's my turn.
Slashing this damage in his smoldering armor, with it being hotter, it's a bit easier to strike. You see a little bit of blood starts to spill out of his breastplate.
Seems like we're not that much of a laughing matter now, are we?
The same effect can cause from a paper cut. This isn't impressive.
Man, fuck you.
With that...
You're like the Tom Cruise of Varkia.
With that, it's these three.
Damn it. I really want to go.
I'm sorry, I know. This woman with the swoop haircut raises her mace and charges towards Cairo. As she's rushing, this mace begins to fill up with what looks to be like a small storm cloud. As she goes to strike, she hits, dealing 21 damage to Cairo as she strikes him, leaving his body a little bit of electrified as this bolt comes right out of the mace and strikes him across the chest. Now that is adorable. but it seems I'm a bit outnumbered at the moment. Oh, we're not done. The one in the blacksmith's apron, he takes out a pen. Writing instrument, I'm so sorry to do this to you. And he flicks it, and it goes straight up into the sky, and then as a 90-degree angle, as soon as it hits a certain elevation, bolts right at Cairo.
Get a pull!
He's gonna have to make a dex save. You're absolutely right.
Ted, that
right.
Pen is totally magic.
Man. Don't remind me.
Dealing.
A okay. Fight scene with Reese over a pen.
Dealing 31 damage.
God damn.
That's some good writing.
Okay. Okay. You can stop now. You've made your point.
No.
And coming from behind, not even seeing the man with the mask with his heavy crossbow. Oh, that actually misses. I wish it was cool, but it misses. Hitting right in between his feet. Damn. And Cairo looks around at everything, and he sees that he is in quite a bit more danger than it was at the beginning. Parker, it's your turn.
Yes. Okay. So first thing I do, bonus action, is move my moonbeam so that it's on Cairo.
Absolutely.
And I go, sorry, blonde lady, I'll heal you after this. This is really has nothing to do with you. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to move the moonbeam so that it's on Cairo. Mm-hmm. And then with my other hand, I'm going to reach out and say, no one takes the life from my friends. And I'm going to chill touch him around the throat.
Ooh.
So I rolled a 13, which I'm assuming doesn't hit.
Does not hit.
And then what I do is I say, no, I want this. And it changes to a 17.
Okay. Divination wizard?
Yes.
Absolutely. And it changes to a 17 and you hit. As time rolls back, you correct your posture.
It does 4 damage, but also he can't heal.
Right.
Nice.
I've never had a challenge like this before. I have half a mind to send my men in here right now.
Don't.
Ted, it's your turn.
Oh boy, he's getting heated up. Feel like stripping for me yet, bitch boy?
What kind of insult was that?
That's what I say every time Dustin comes over.
Another 11 fire damage.
11 fire damage. And he is getting toasty.
He is. That's like 50 damage so far to him.
Again, sorry.
He's taking a decent bit.
He's getting fucking bodied right now, though.
As my action, I'm going to use my last attempt at hold person.
Absolutely. Wisdom save?
Yep, 14.
Unnatural 20. With a swipe of his hand, he knocks away that psychic magic. Train harder.
Look, I am, man. I'm really fucking working on it. You should have seen me, like, 2 weeks ago.
Kev is overwhelmed with the amount of people that have come in and out of this fight, and he is staying out of it. He has no weapon and no magic. Cairo now is going to start retreating back to his portal.
Is it his turn?
It is his turn.
Because he's still going to need to roll a con save because the moonbeam is on him.
17?
In that case, he's going to take 11 radiant damage.
11 radiant damage. It's not looking
Dang,
good.
That's halved?
Mm-hmm. He like is eight, not seven, looking eight? Good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it was 3d10. Yeah, that's fucked up.
And you see
moonbeam
right...
Moonbeam is fucked up.
He takes that damage, and then he slams his staff on the ground, and as he does, he shoots away in this purple smoke, and right in front of his portal, he teleported there with Far Step.
There's a Far Step?
Far Step is a warlock spell. And he
interesting. I've never seen this one before.
To an unaccompanied space, which is right in front of his portal, and he says, you all are stronger than I thought, but you're not strong enough to take on my army. We will meet again, and we will have our day.
Trust me, we will have our day.
We'll see how many marks we can accrue until then. Till then, tell Colin and Reese I said hi.
I won't.
Hey, wait. In my pocket, I have a childhood photo of the three of them.
You do?
That I picked up, like, at, like, episode 6.
Oh, fuck.
Can I give it to him?
He's not going to step close to you.
Yeah, I guess I won't. I guess I'll hold up the photo and I'll say...
He's like, what is that? I can't see that from here. That's like a 5x7 picture.
Yeah, I'll just say, You looked like such a happy kid. I'm sorry that we're gonna have to kill you. And then I'll put it back in my pocket.
You don't know who I am. Regardless of who I was.
And you have no idea who we are.
Perhaps I need to do more reconnaissance next time. Our battle will be epic. But it seems I may need to get some more marks before we do so.
Yeah, tell me about it, man. I feel fucking robbed.
Till that day. And he steps through the portal.
Hey, it's nice to meet you three.
Who the hell was that?
That's Cairo. He conquers planets for shits and giggles.
Oh.
He's also in the game.
Cairo, the warlock who is taking over dimension by dimension. Oh my god, we've had to keep a trail away from him.
Do we see that these people have marks?
Give me a perception.
I feel like context clues.
I do too, but honestly, how savage of Dustin would it be to just be like, nah, man, this is warriors. Another adventuring party.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. But yeah, we can roll history or something to 14. See if we recognize them.
True. 14 for perception.
Yeah.
You said history for Jonah?
Just to see if I remembered them.
You got it.
Oh, I have keen mind now. Do I recognize them?
Oh, that's
them?
Really good.
You don't recognize them.
Okay, well, I might as well not roll then.
You don't recognize them. And as far as you can see on their body, there aren't any marks.
These are just fucking people, bro.
But with your perception, you see as these three come together once again, you three, Kev starts walking back to you guys. The one who doesn't talk much is wearing a jacket, beanie, face mask, and what looks like a compound crossbow made of plastic and carbon fiber.
That's cool.
You
look cool, man.
The blacksmith seems to have some sort of what looks like a mechanic's uniform. And then the lady in armor is the one who looks to be the most like medieval, knightly looking. I'm so sorry about all that. Hi, I'm Aaron. Aaron the Enduring. She puts out a hand.
I would like to pull out my space flower and say, thanks for saving us back there, and hand it to Aaron.
Oh.
A token of my appreciation. And I bow at the waist.
Thank you. Ian, mind you investigate this?
Good call.
Hi. I'm Ian the Intuitive. Let me take a look at this. And he pulls out on his glasses. He has different lenses to look through, almost like a jeweler. And he says, Oh, did you forge this?
No, I grew it right here on this planet. With my own two hands holding a staff.
That's quite impressive. This is a gorgeous plant. And very useful, might I add.
Well, we would have all been brutally slaughtered had you not shown up. So, yeah, I feel kind of indebted.
Aaron, it appears to be safe. We might be able to make some tea, and it should be able to give us an additional edge mentally.
Are these people adults?
They do appear to be adults. They appear to be mid-30s, late-30s. The one who isn't speaking at all is just kind of crouched near the ground with his crossbow, reloading and restringing.
I'm gonna try to call out to Silent Roar really quick.
Absolutely.
Hey, the one that has the crossbow. He doesn't seem like much. What do you think?
It's often the silent types that seem to have the most going on in their head. I would not approach him as a threat, but maybe keep your distance. Then again, it's been a minute since I've seen battle.
Do you think he could be one of the ones holding a mark?
Hard to say. He seems to be fully covered.
Doesn't seem like he walks much like a warrior.
No. No, he seems to be more sticking to the shadows. Deceptive.
I appreciate the input.
Anytime. And the voice goes away.
I would like to drop Moonbeam and really subtly point at Ted and cast Message and whisper in your head, hey, it's Parker. Can we, like, talk later? Not right now, I guess, but later.
I look back at you, and then down at your forearm, and then back at you. Tad's pissed.
Interesting.
Aaron, looking at you and looking at the silent one, says, I'm sorry for him. He seems to be the introverted type. This is Ollie. Ollie the Orienter.
You guys like alliteration, huh?
Sorry, the home planet that we are taking part of right now, it's sort of a custom over there. You need to have yourself tied with some sort of quality. It makes meeting people a lot more easy.
Thanks, I'm Ted the Truthful.
Ted the Truthful. See, that works.
I'm Parker the Prepared.
Parker. Ted and you're...
Brandon.
Brandon.
The boss.
Huh. Your names are familiar in our heads, where other names seem to be like these wacky things like Crumbopolis and Schmelzahar.
And Tibbly Pibbles.
It's been a minute since I've heard names that I can actually speak and not mess up on the
are
first
you,
time.
Are you of Earth?
They all look at each other.
Were you mechanics?
They look back at you. What do you know about us?
Nothing.
Oh, shit.
We haven't heard the name Earth in quite some time.
Wait,
how is the old place?
We know Colin.
They all take a step back.
Oh, I don't think we should have brought up Colin.
Yeah, I was like,
I think that might have been a mistake, Parker.
What
you know the boy
did to you, he did to us.
Yeah, we're as new as toys.
It seems that we may need to take our leave.
Oh, man. No, wait, not like that.
Sorry, we're not, we don't work for him. We just, I
beat him up. I took his cloak.
We empathize.
They're going to do a little insight check.
Oh, no.
I don't have it, but, you know, I totally did. They can tell you. I also beat up Reese, but not for any particular reason.
They
just
don't know Reese.
Who's Reese?
Fuck.
We've kind of kicked Cullen's ass and he works for us now.
Oh. Really?
Really.
Huh.
It's really nice to meet other people that know what it feels like.
Well, this mission seems to be complete. You guys want to take a look on the side that Colin doesn't really want you to see? And they open their portal back up to their world.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I like anything Colin doesn't like.
Kevin?
Yeah, what's going on?
Field trip!
Is it okay? I feel like Colin was, like, kind of our point
man.
Oh,
he is not. No, he works for us now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go. Oh, well, this is quite astonishing. I didn't think I'd meet anybody from Earth, ever. This is great. Oh, is pizza still a thing?
Yeah. Do y'all ever watch WWF?
The two look at each other. No, my kid did.
Oh, man.
Ollie looks at you, puts down his mask for a moment, and says, I was always a Kane fan.
A tear.
I empathized with his silence.
This universe is just.
Well, we were going to go and make sure that our PCSs are working again, and it seems the threat has been neutralized. We're kind of a big deal where we come from.
Y'all look like a big deal.
I appreciate it.
I'm trying to avoid looking at the knight's breasts. As I said.
They're not that boobily.
I don't know, guys. It's look at the minifigure.
Yeah, we're going to have to put a picture up.
We'll
post
picture
them on the Insta.
Up. Yeah, but it'll be like 18 plus.
Let
it'll
the
blur
Discord
it out.
Decide oh how boobily.
Hero Forge is very
That's true.
Limited.
Hero Forge has some outdated
Hero
gender
Forge
norms.
Is very customizable. Don't pretend.
Whoa,
there.
Sorry.
As these three look at you, open their portal to their world and say, well, I'm sure your conditions have been rough recently. In that old sideways shack.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
How does a castle sound?
Ooh. How does a castle sound?
Can we really trust you?
I trust this guy.
Colin?
He's a Kane fan.
I don't trust anyone at the moment.
They're the only people that know what we've been through.
Do they?
Well, seems like it. I mean, I guess it happened to them as adults.
I apologize. I know this is a big decision to make, especially at your age. It's hard to trust anybody, especially I don't know how long you guys have been under Colin's thumb. But I'm sure he's watching us now and he can't be too pleased. Which honestly makes me really excited.
Come on, Brandon. They fought Cairo. How bad can they be?
I really don't want to get back in the spacesuit. So...
Sure. We'll go. I'm just saying, don't trust every single person that just talks nicely to us.
I don't. Just every single WWF watcher.
Parker's gonna message Brandon really fast and say, they might know something about the people that Colin has in his house.
I'm gonna say, because I'm not entirely sure how this works.
I think we can learn from them. Also,
that
hi. Flame sorry,
guy we heckled.
It's Parker. I can talk to your brain now.
I want to, like, think in my head. Can I talk back to you?
Oh, you can reply in a whisper that only I can hear.
Yeah, I thought there was some sort of response.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I don't really know that part, so...
You can reply in a whisper.
Okay.
Damn it.
That only I can hear.
Fine, but just keep our eyes open. All right. Let's go.
They begin to step through the portal. Aaron steps back and says, we're going to have to go through a couple portal jumps, but, God. It's really nice to meet you guys. And she steps through. And you're alone for a moment before you step through a portal to a world that you haven't been introduced to yet. And that's where we're going to end this session.
Episode 22 of Magic Isn't Real. Who had money on Parker being the first one to acquire a second mark?
I did.
If you enjoyed the show, there are a couple of ways you can support us. Please leave us a review on whatever podcast listening platform you subscribe to. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell that weird cousin that keeps trying to get you to join their D&D party. Who's to say they can't just join ours? Give us a follow on our social media, linked in the episode description. And if that simply isn't enough, please check out our Patreon. For $5 a month, you get to hear our after show, as well as, you know, submit questions to personally ruin my day. Last but certainly not least, you can check out our merch store if you want a hoodie or a journal or a Glarn Your Mama Up mug. I'm kind of proud of that one. Credit where credit is due. Dustin Parsons is the Game Master. Christian Contreras plays the succulent Brandon Rodriguez. Jonah Pfeiffer plays Ted Vardaman. And Kayla Temshiv plays Parker Henley. Episodes are edited by Dustin Parsons with assistance from Josue Campos and Brennan Rex. Intro music is by Jake the Dead. Cover art is by Juniper Whitney. Eddie is our community manager. And social media is managed by Anna Rose Pfeiffer and Kayla Temshiv. If you listened this far, thank you and we love you! And we lied about the magic? It's totally real.